Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Now, I see some people here on the blog talk. What I need to know is I need somebody to call me and let me know that you can hear me on the blog talk. I don't see anybody on Spreaker. So can somebody call me? I'm going to take those episodes off. The ones that didn't go through clearly. Can somebody call me and let me know? Can you dial in somebody from here and let me know if I'm heard on the blog talk? Just dial the blog talk. Oh, boy. I'm telling you. Okay. Who is this? Who is this 9756? Who is that? Oh, okay. I believe I got that worked out. But let me tell you something. The reason I could not, and God will do this. I'm not kidding. When God lays something on you, and He wants you to straighten it out, or He wants you to call the people involved and get something straightened out. It was God that would not allow me to go on this radio this morning. And I believe He saved me from something. You follow me? I really believe God saved me from calamity this morning. I'm not kidding. As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say, I know God saved me this morning. Absolutely, positively know that God saved me. God saved Sister Erica this morning. Brothers and sisters, it is not good. It is not good, and don't you do it to work around or even work with people you do not trust. If you cannot trust the soul of a person, you can't trust them. You cannot trust them. You hear me? And this morning, before I could come on this headline and blog talk, God made me get clarity. I don't like dealing with people that that are politically correct because they're liars. I don't like dealing with people that won't stand up and say what they're going to say and be, I'm not comfortable with people that are not straight. And I realize that people have demons and people have demonic situations. But when you got to go to war with somebody, you better know that they're on your side. You better know that they're walking with you. You better know their position. Because if you know their position, then you have less your situation is lessened for friendly fire. You know what friendly fire is? I've been there before. I've been in friendly fire where the bullet hit me in the back. So I try very hard to keep stuff straight. There's a saying, understanding is not understood until it's understood by all parties involved. You hear me? Understanding is not understood until it's understood by all parties involved. What does that mean? You don't go into something with one person thinking one thing, another person thinking another thing, and then you thinking something else. And when the deal go down, you're the only person thinking what you thinking. Everybody else is thinking something else. And you know, brothers and sisters, if you have people that do not like you, if you have, and the reason most people don't like most people is because they don't do what they want them to do. Most people do not like most people because they won't come under subjection to what they would like for them to do. And so I like to get an understanding. And nobody wants to feel like, nobody wants to feel like they've been used or being used. It's okay. We live in a symbiotic society. It's okay as long as you and I agree that you're going to use me for this purpose or I'm going to use you for that purpose, and we come into agreement. And when you do that, brothers and sisters, you cut the devil's ability off to work against you. Okay? You cut the devil's ability off. And I believe that the Lord worked with me this morning. I really do. I believe that the Lord worked for me this morning. I really do. I know he did. And he would not allow me to come on this Blog Talk Radio. He cut it off. He cut it off. He would not allow me to come on this Spreaker until I call some people up and made sure that we all understand where I'm coming from. And I understand, I probably don't, but I know one thing, I know God saved me. I know that much. Exactly from what, I'm not certain yet, but I trust him. I trust him. And I trust him. That's just all it is to it. So God would not allow this Blog Talk to come up this morning until I got on the phone and called some people up and made sure that they understood one thing, and that is, in this situation, whatever it is, however it goes, I'm going to tell the truth. As I know it, I'm going to tell the truth. See, brothers and sisters, time is winding up. Time is running short. It might not seem like it's running short for somebody just having a newborn baby because they got their whole life and their whole future in front of them. But you know what? The Bible says that the truth will make you free. Well, not only will the truth make you free, but the truth will keep you free. And the truth will keep you unencumbered from them spirits to try to weigh you down. Because we're in a battle here. We're in a real spiritual warfare. Lives are being faith lives. People's lives in the faith are being tested. They're being tested. And when I hear, when I listen, and when I obey the Holy Spirit, I will keep you out of trouble. He will keep you protected. This is a very, very serious thing here. Very serious. So, wherever you can, however you can, let people know your position. Let people know where you stand on something, especially if it's something that they're bringing you into. Because I'm going to tell you something. This world we live in is full of twists and full of turns. But whoever is navigating the vehicle, brothers and sisters, is how they're expecting to get to the expected destination. And I learned a long time ago, everybody does not want you to enjoy the ride. Some of them would love to see you just out the vehicle and they go on to the expected destination. And it seems that there's a lot of this, and it's a lot of it predicated on mammon, money. Money. But there are things in life that money can't buy. And those are the things that the devil is working so hard to steal from the men and women of God. And part of that is your integrity. Part of that is people see you. If I could take you out the way, then I could just take what you have in my life would be easier. Because they really don't care. That's the bottom line. They don't care. But they want to the world to be stopped and dropped for their benefit. For their benefit, brothers and sisters. So that's what happened with the Blog Talk and the Spreaker this morning. God would not allow it to be up. I'm telling you the truth. Some things were said, and they weren't said to me truthfully. You see, partial truth is a lie, just a lie. Because partial truth will get you in trouble. People have lost their lives over partial truth, because a partial truth is a partial lie. And when God gets you in the place where his favor is resting on you and his favor is abiding over your life, and when you're around a lot of people like I'm around a lot of people who think they got the answer, they got the only answer, and their way is the only way, and that everybody else is screwed up. Brothers and sisters, God can use your dog or your cat if he wants to. But remember I said a couple of weeks ago, and I know now why God had me say that a human being is the only species of animal that will look you in your face and wish you harm at the same time. Will be smiling in your face and try to harm you or kill you at the same time. the Lord let me know only a human being will do that. And in doing that, he's telling you, watch your back. Watch what's coming before you. Watch as well as pray. And I hear people say, well, I only want to do what God wants. And no, and that'd be a lie. That'd be a lie. I thank God this morning. The minute I did what God told me to do, the Blog Talk came back up. The Spreaker came back up. Because do not ignore. When God has for you to do something, it might not always feel good. It might not feel good at all. But if God has for you to do it, and you like I was this morning, I said, I'm going to put it off until after the Blog Talk. And then I'll handle it. God said, there won't be any Blog Talk till you handle it. And that's what he did. He cut it off. He cut it off. And then he let me hear in the conversation what I needed to hear. I was being set up. He let me hear it. The truth will make you free, keep you free, and keep you biding along freedom's way. And I posted up there yesterday on this Spreaker, I put, I will not come under the power of another. Brothers and sisters, it's not, the Bible says, it's the little foxes. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. The little foxes. It's those little things that you don't make clear. It's those little things, brothers and sisters. Trust God for the big stuff. You take care of the little stuff. And then the big stuff and the little stuff will be taken care of. God does not want anybody to suffer at the hands of Satan. But look, trust me. There are some evil human spirits out here that really don't give a darn. So, praise God, the Blog Talk is back up. The Spreaker is back up. And I took care of what was so needed to be taken care of. That's the way I put it. That needed to be taken care of. And I'm going to tell you something else. You watch your back. You see, God got your front and your sides, but there's no armor because you ain't supposed to be going backwards. You're not supposed to be looking backwards, and you're not supposed to be acting backwards. Obey God. You want God to move for you? Obey God and do it the right way. You want God's favor? Obey God. No matter what, no matter how hard. And you don't have to lie either. You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to steal. But you do have to be in agreement with God, His way is the only way. And that is very hard, brothers and sisters. That is very, very hard. You know, a lot of people are not even thinking They're not even thinking about the repercussions and the pain. But there's a lot of pain behind what happened with this oil here. A lot of repercussions. And I just wonder how many people understand that. It happened, but it caused a lot of pain. It caused a lot of secondary pain and third level pain because of that situation with the oil. It's not over. There's still repercussions. There's still things taking place. And I had to make my position very clear, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm not getting entangled up in no web of lies or nothing. Understanding is not understood until it's understood by all parties involved. Now, I would say to you this morning, I thank God for getting me straight. I mean, you know, with the blog talk and with the speaker. And what I'll do is I will come on here later. I guess I'll leave this up. I don't know which one it is. I got to go in the blog talk and find out. Brothers and sisters, if you don't stand for God, you'll fall for anything that the devil put before you. But please, please don't sell your soul for a filthy dollar. Because you know what? It spins fast. And then you need another one. And then you have to sell it deeper. And then you'll need another dollar and you'll have to sell it deep. Don't do it. Our God is well able to supply all of your needs. You hear me? But you can be free in the truth. Not only will the truth make you free and keep you free, it'll bring what's necessary for you to be made even freer if you tell the truth. And understand this. We don't talk very much about it, but God will protect you. He will. He will. He absolutely will. He will, brothers and sisters. I'll see you tomorrow on the 10 line. If the Lord say the same, but I expect to be here in Jesus' name. Just like he brought it back up after I dealt with that I had to deal with. Learn the signals that God gives you. Learn those signals. Be mindful of them. Be mindful, and when he tell you to turn left, don't turn right. When he tells you to turn left, don't turn right. Turn left. Amen? Now I'm going to get off here, and I'm going to finish straightening out this blog talk, and I'm going to get ready for tomorrow's blog talk, if the Lord says the same.
Thunder.